an institution. It's,
well, it's still an orphan child, you know. And a long time ago now, when I came up, whenever first two people died that had children, well, they would always distribute them children with the family, you know. They wouldn't send them children to no institute, they would. I have a first cousin that died, and they had 9 children. And they scattered all them children with the family, with the immediate family, you know, with their brother-in-laws and their sisters. And
they sent them out to all their...
And they stayed right there. They took them children and raised them children. The babies, the mother had died from childbirth. And the baby, one of her sisters took it and raised it. Raised them like her own child. And all them kids was raised by her husband's people and her people. You know that.
Somebody who would look after an orphan would be its legal.
Yeah, well, them children, they looked at the people that raised them like that. They would them. I mean, the young one, not the older one. They was old enough to have judgment enough to know that wasn't their parent and didn't look at them like their parent. They might have stayed a while with them, you know, and then when they got dissatisfied, they left from one and went to the other and that kind of stuff. But all those that were small, whoever took them, look at their people just like if they were their parents, you know, no different. Take a kid that stay from 1 to 6, he get so he look at the people that raised him just like it'd be their parents. But after a child get 8, 9, 10 years old, you know, he never forget his mother and father, you know. He always believe if the other people got other children, you know, that they're treating the other children better than they treat him, and he get dissatisfied, and the first thing you know, he leave out, you know. And those things happen with all families.
But somebody who would be appointed, say, by a court to look after a child would be its legal?
Yeah, well, that would be legal child. But
in
those days, they wouldn't do that.
Garden?
They wouldn't do that. It just was done by word, you know. People would, those days, if a man, if you had money and I went to you and I borrowed $200 or $300 from you, it was no paper or nothing. It was my word, but yours. If you thought I was good enough for it, you lent it to me. And there was no paper or no witness or nothing whenever I got the money for my paper. That's how the people live in those days.
But have you ever heard of a guardian?
Yeah. Yeah, well, then you got to go to the law, you see, and get the law to make you a guardian, you know, to a child. But they didn't used to do that. Just like I tell you, it was just done by word. Say the grandpa, if he was living, well, he took them children and he distributed them to whoever wanted them. One of them would say, well, I'll take this one and I'll take that one. And that's how they would put them children out.
Somebody might have the same name as you, or and they might look a bit like you, but you'd say, no, there's no...
Right.
There would be no what to you know?
Well, there wouldn't be no kin.